Yeah.
Recording in progress.
Okay, gents, questions in the room first, then we'll head to Zoom for Mr. Wilson. Charlie.
Hey, Jordan, how are you?
How's it going?
Not bad. Let's just start with your overall thoughts on that game. Obviously, you had the lead, and then...
Yeah, just a bit frustrating, obviously, just because... Come 45 minutes in, feeling like we did everything correctly. You know, came with good energy, finished a chance, had pretty much good control of the game. And then I just feel like we were coasting, let our foot off the gas. And maybe with a lower team in the league, we can maybe get away with it. But probably one of the best teams in the league, they'll punish you on two half chances. So it's just a bit disheartening because we were right there. We were 45 minutes away from just clinching it. And now we got to wait and nail bite and look at the next two games that are potentially going on right now, but then the one tomorrow. And then knowing that we got to go and basically get 3 points on Tuesday, which we can do. It just would have been nice to have it done already.
You know, as you said, you guys are back here against them again on Tuesday. Just, I don't know, what do you maybe go into that game with? What do you kind of want to do differently in that one?
I think just same energy we came with, but I think we just have to match... Just keep that for 90 minutes. Like, we played an amazing 45 and kind of just coasted for another 45. But if we can put it all together, like, we're a dangerous team. And then the optimist in me just says, if we can put three 90-minute games together, we'll be champs as well. Because I feel when we're playing our best football, there's no one that could beat us. And whatever, analysts or whoever watched the game or the 45 that we play against them, yeah, maybe it's not their starting team or their strongest team, but I really don't think there's an 11 that could... That could match us if we were playing how we played the first half.
Thanks. Thank you, Charlie. Robin?
Okay. Let's see. Do you think it's an advantage that you're playing the same team again on Tuesday rather than not being able to see them like most teams for like 3 months later and say, we're going to get them, we're going to get them. Now you've got them and say, well, I know what we did. We just have to tweak this or that, and we'll get them next time.
Yeah, I think... Honestly, the game on Tuesday, doesn't matter if we played Forge, like, yeah, we played them, what, five times this season already, maybe? It's going to be a totally different game Tuesday because knowing that you have to win to keep your season alive, it almost like tactics goes out the window in a way. It's just who wants it more. So I think is an advantage, maybe, yeah, a little bit, but it's also just going to be a totally different game. You have to control your emotions. A lot of our players, too, are younger. They maybe haven't played in, like, a knockout game, and that's basically what it's going to be. If we don't get it done, we're finished. But if we get it done, we're semifinals, ready to go. So.
Any other questions? Brandon.
I'll grab one here. Sort of piggybacking off of what Charlie just asked here, and in a similar vein, what stays the same, going from playing today to playing on Tuesday?
I think our energy, what we came with, what we started with, that should be our base. Like, if we come out with that all the time and just keep that pushing for 90-plus minutes, we're a hard team to beat, like I said earlier. So I think, that needs to stay the same. And then just when we catch those moments where we're kind of, like, taking our foot off the gas a little bit, find something to switch it on. It could have been a goal to put them up, to be up 2-0. It could have been a tackle maybe in the midfield. It could have also just been slowing down the game, not playing like Indian football, just like back and forth all the time. Do you know what I mean? Just maybe relaxing. So, yeah, it's a lot of emotions I have now, but I just feel like we gotta put it all together on Tuesday, or else we're done.
Appreciate it, Jordan, and good luck on Tuesday.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Wilson in the room? Okay, great. Nate, let's go to the Zoom portion of the conference if there are any questions.
Any questions on the Zoom?
No, we're good.
Great. Jordan?
Thanks, guys.
Jordan, thank you.
Great guy.
Appreciate you.
All right.
I'll get it back. Later.
Hi, guys.
Okay, guys. You know the drill at the stage. Charlie, over to you.
Sure. Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
Better. I've been better.
Yeah, let's start with just your overall thoughts on that match. We obviously took the lead, but
yeah, we took the lead. I felt we had a number of good chances. We got in some great areas, and I think that was the difference. I mean, especially in the second half, there we created so many opportunities going forward. And You know, they go down the other way, and it's they've just got that little bit more quality, where it was a little cutback goal. I thought our first goal was very good build-up play. Alvaro and Abzi linking up well, and Abzi doing what he does best, driving forward. I thought we had some really good spells in the match as well. But, you know, maybe get that next goal, and it might just kill that game off. But, you know, we let him back in, and obviously we've come away with nothing. So, yeah, we're disappointed we didn't get 3 points today and get into the playoffs. Now we got to rely on two more games and then see what happens on Tuesday. But Tuesday's another chance for us.
About that Tuesday game, I mean, you still control your own fate. You win, you're still in. Just what do you need to see differently in that game?
I think we just have to have that little bit more quality. You know, the couple of chances there, obviously Julian B, would love to have that header back. You know, the one with Noel just puts it across the 6-yard box and IG just misses it. So I think just finishing those opportunities that we keep creating. And we're getting in the right areas, but it's just that it's almost like we're you know, a couple inches away from just connecting and finishing teams off. But you can't take anything away from Forge either. Look, they're a good team. They've got a lot of quality. Even the players coming off the bench, you know, they're game changers. And they made it difficult at times, but I felt for the most part throughout the match we were on the front foot today.
Thank you, Charlie. Giancarlo.
Jimmy, we saw Nathan get injured there. Do you have an update on his status?
No, I don't have a full update yet. You know, I know the physios, they're having a look at him, and I'll talk to the doctor after to see where Nate is. Obviously, that was a huge blow for us, you know, with Nate getting pulled out. But then again, look, Nico's gone in, and Nico's he's a great goalkeeper, so we're lucky that we do have Nico as who was backing Nate up today.
And also, just to follow up on that, you have some players out of the lineup tonight. Are you optimistic that they can come back on Tuesday's match against Forge?
I'm hoping. So we'll see. You know, we'll be in tomorrow morning. The guys that played will recover, have recovery, and then we'll look at the other injured players to see where they're at, and hopefully we can have a couple more bodies for that match on Tuesday.
Ibrahim.
I just wanted to ask, how are you going to pick the mood in the locker room, you know, ahead of Tuesday's game? It looks like everybody is down, you know, inside the stadium. You know, the result obviously didn't move, you know, the way we wanted. So how do you intend to get them up in?
Look, like we've said before, you can't dwell on things too much. This game's done. We'll have a look at some video and bring it into training to see where we're going to go with it next. But you've got to focus now on the next match, which is on Tuesday. We've got to fix a few mistakes that we've made. But that's where our focus has got to lie now on Tuesday, to make sure that that we're ready, and the players will be. The players will be up for it. You know, they are up for the challenge. They've said it from day one. They're a team that doesn't quit. They'll keep going to the end. They'll be relishing at the opportunity. They got another crack at this.
Any more questions? We've got Ben just in before Robin.
And you've got a guy like Isaiah Johnston in your team, and he's played a lot for you this season. What have you seen from him today and so far this season?
I think Isaiah's been great. You're starting to see him mature an awful lot as a young footballer. He's coming into his own now. He's got a bright future, really does have a bright future. This is his first season where he's played this many minutes for a young guy, and to be such a presence on the pitch, it's great to see, and he's only going to get better. And you can see every game he's learning, and he's growing. So, you know, I've been very pleased with Isaiah's performances. You know, sometimes, yeah, his head can go a little bit, and we keep telling him, you've got to play with controlled emotions. Don't let your temper get the better of you at times, because that does catch up to you, and with the bookings, and you can end up getting suspended. So, you know, he's been great to work with, and I love where he is right now as a young footballer.
Robin?
You think, because you're going to play the same team on Tuesday, because often, you know, you play a team and then you don't see them again for 3 months or so, but you're going to play these guys.
Well, not this season.
Yeah. Are you going to play these guys, so soon? And then I don't know if you that you make the playoffs, then be positive. Probably the first round. Guess who? It's them again.
Yeah.
First place. You have an advantage of playing the same team over and over again. You'd say, well, if we have just done that, we're going to do better this next time.
Yeah. Look, like I said there, we've got to bury those opportunities that we had. I thought at times we were very good today. But we know what they're all about. They know what we're all about. That's why every time we play each other, they're always close matches. They're entertaining. And obviously they get a bit heated as well, which you expect in a local derby. We've got to fine tune a couple of things and get ourselves ready for Tuesday, and I'm sure they'll be doing the same thing.
Any more questions in the room for the gaffer? Great, Nate, any questions on Zoom?
James or Tiago, anything from you guys?
Hello?
No, we're good. No, we're good.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Recording stopped.